Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins, and today I am joined by Nick and our producer, Posai. How are you both doing, guys?
Yes, pretty good.
Good.
Excellent. Excellent. We are wrapping up the year, so we're doing a few special shows over these next few weeks, and this is the start of a two-part special where we look back over 20 years of Vision. There is a special album coming out to mark this moment. Does it feel like 20 years to you, Nick?
Well, I was going to say 40 years of Vision, and then correct myself. But no, yes and no. It's in one way it feels like it's been a large part of our lives for a very long time, and another way it feels like some of the songs aren't as old as they are. So we've been painstakingly going through this through the back catalog, which is like I think about 700 songs or something. It's a lot of songs.
Wow.
Obviously, we didn't include remixes in this one, so this is only originals, which was kind of difficult for us as well. And we've selected 40 tracks, so this is the first half. Next week will be the second half, and we're gonna kick this off with Tommy's theme, because
yes,
we had to start there.
Definitely. Well, great dramatic opener for this show. So new fans of Vision, old fans of Vision alike, you are in for a treat as we go back through time and whiz around through the ages of Vision.
Yes.
Enjoy.
This next track is Diplodocus, of course. It's so funny to me that this song is funny, like, but when we made it, we also thought it was pretty badass, you know. And it is, it has some bass and stuff, but it's just the reason why it's good is because it is has this kind of youthful fun in it.
Yes.
If, yeah. And you can hear that some of the production's actually trying to be kind of heavy and hard, you know, and they were kind of in the studio like, yeah. But and even that works to help the song somehow, but it's, yeah, it's just funny.
I love that. I can actually remember the first time I heard this. I'd just taken up running, and it was one of those kind of, I'm about to turn 30, I need to sort my life out and get fit type of vibes. And it really got me into drum and bass and running to drum and bass. There was a Friction mix that I first heard this tune on, and I stopped and laughed. I literally stopped and laughed and shook my head and just appreciated everything about life. And it's one of those moments you don't remember the first time you hear a lot of tunes, especially when you're working in music. But that was one of them. So yeah, it's a big part of my fitness life, if you'd like to say, but great. classic tune. Now, this is a tune that hasn't ever made me stop and laugh. It's made me stop and rave. One of the earlier tunes from Amanu as he transitioned into his new alias from Signal, Nonplus.
Yes. It's kind of hard to pick an Amanu stuff because there's quite a few tracks, but this one we felt was a very like succinct statement of what he was, one of the sounds that he was really bringing.
Yes, massively.
Yes, and yeah, this one, Us and Mephius Foundations, also an important track. It started as like a me and Martin were nerding out to find new ways to sidechain stuff and make drums and stuff. So we made something very, very clean, but it actually ended up becoming a song in where the foundations that it refers to is actually more a specific sound, like Sound of Virus and Cause for Concern and stuff. So it's kind of a double-edged title because it was also, we were also trying to find new foundations for the production at the time.
Brilliant. Go on, Wicked.
Yeah, I don't know why we included this. I mean, we just had to fill up, you know, the 40 tracks. So,
just stuck on a random B-side that not many people have heard.
Yeah, just put on a B-side. This one was called, I think, was called Dead Limit.
Yeah. It didn't really do that well, did it, really? I hope you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, and then also we released the Boonshin track on Mission One called Cancelled. It was also, I think, for me, kind of a marker, you know, of his arrival and his sound minimalism. And yeah, this is just I'm just very happy that we got this one.
And
it really symbolizes that moment for me.
Definitely. And just huge shouts to Boonshin in general, really, for always keeping it fresh. One of my favourite DJs to see whenever I see a Vision lineup or a lineup in general with Boonshin on, I'm happy to be there.
You are cancelled.
Hold on.
More Mephius.
Yeah, more Mephius. This was one. This one's called If I Could. It's from the Manifest album. Of course, the Manifest album was a big deal for us and for him, I think, really, you know, manifesting, cementing his position and his sound. Still very proud of that album. I think he really stepped up when he did that one. And this is one of the more melodic tracks. We picked this one. Actually, we picked this one because we were looking at the track list and we were looking at the tracks, and this one has a lot of streams on Spotify, and that was one of the reasons to include it, because it resonated with more people and because the sound is a little different from some of the other tracks in the track list. So we felt that this was the most relevant. It's also, I think, one of the most memorable tracks. But we were thinking also maybe Ring Shifter was one of the ones, and like Sleazebag is one of my personal favorites, but... was a cool combination of sounds, I think, that he hadn't really done before. I think this actually kind of preempted a lot of drum and bass that came years after, like the combination of the melodic and a little bit of a vocal and then a sort of melodic neuro drop. I think that wasn't, it was kind of new at the time.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of looking back, that was pretty revolutionary, really, and that has been kind of... taken in as part of one of the many techniques used in drum and bass, isn't it?
Totally. If you hear it now, it doesn't sound like it could have been made just now.
Yeah, completely.
Because that sound is still very much a thing.
Yeah. A track that I genuinely had forgotten about, and then when I was going through these this morning ahead of the show, I was like, wow, just a real blast from the past. And what's really interesting is a lot of these remind me of interviews that I did at the time with Release, either for whatever publication I was mainly writing for, but a lot of them for UKF. And I remember chatting to the Upbeats about Devolution a lot, and just completely forgot this track existed. I guess when you've got 700 odd tracks in your discography, maybe you've forgotten about certain ones, or they come back as like a blast from the past. But is this a track that has always stayed with you, or was this an exciting one to remember and go, oh, let's stick this on the album?
Oh no, it's definitely the vocal and this moment. I mean, the Upbeats, to me, the things that really I hold closest to my heart, I think, are actually the tracks that are the melodic kind of drifting tracks they write. Like, I wanted to maybe put Streetlight on there, or Veiled, or because those, I think they're so unique, but obviously those aren't really, weren't really, you know, lead singles, and this definitely was. And I just, you know, I love the vocal, I love the whole the sound, and also the drop, the melodies on the drop. It's just a very, very memorable track. Like, so no, I'd never forgot about this one. This was definitely one of my favorites for a long time.
Go on, lovely. Say yo.
She looked up at the sky so blue and said, baby, we ain't blue. I'll be ready when you say go. I'll be ready when you say go. I'll be ready when you say go.
To something from Division. Rest in peace, Division. What a legacy that label had, especially with the Halftime, a really experimental side of bass. And this really popped out to me when I was listening to these this morning. It popped out to me, and I was wondering why it didn't leave such an impression in 2018. But I wasn't DJing at that point, so I was listening to music as a music lover, as a music collector, and as a journalist, but not as a DJ. And now back into DJing, this is the type of shit that I absolutely mess around with. I decided to self-censor there. I actually held back a swear word. That's pretty good. I am becoming a Dave 2.0. Was it? Is it a 20 or 2.0?
It's 2.0.
Anyway,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. This is EEPROM. EEPROM and Zeke Beat Humanoid 2.0. Mm-hmm. What's this one? I don't think I've ever heard this one. You'll have to excuse my ignorance.
I wonder what'll be the reload of this episode.
That's an interesting thought.
Let's just leave it there. Yeah, this next one's called Running Blind. It's one of my favorite Noisia tracks.
Same.
It feels like there's something about the way, I know I spent a lot of time EQing the drums and the bass in a certain way, or I don't, I think I actually, I did a tutorial about it. Anyway, it's one of those things that if you try to repeat it, it doesn't, it's like a kind of magical combination. Because it's got like a very move, the reese in the sub region is very dynamic, it's very unstable, or quite unstable, and then there's lots of kick drums in the bar, there's like 6 kick drums per bar, so it's very hectic in the low end, but for some reason it's grooving when it drops and it feels like solid and rooted, and it plays off of one another in a way that is kind of very difficult to do again. So I don't really try to write this track again.
Yeah, just a moment in time, and a timeless moment in time of that. It's Running Blind.
Yeah.
very nice order there, Running Blind and then Come Forwards. That's a nice little segue there, I think. Nice arrangement. I don't know if that's in the track listing or in your organisation there, Frank, but either way, nice little segue to Emanu. We're back into a more contemporary sound. I think this was 2020, I can't remember now, or 2019. If I just extend my words long enough, I can go for my notes. No, it's from the Memento EP, 2020. Big up, Jonathan.
Yes. This is the track list of the actual compilation. This is the track list we made, yeah.
Nice, nice order.
Yeah, that was another example of the minimalism that came through that I thought was so strong, with the 4/4 becoming its own, becoming more than just like a fake out drop or a build up, becoming really its own moment inside of drum and bass sets, with like a very kind of breathtaking minimalism and claustrophobic, that one. I love it.
Totally, totally. And it came out that I was noticing how many of these tracks kind of came out around about 2020, which was such a weird moment in time, but such amazing music was coming out at the same time as well. And now on to one of my favourites, just because it's, I think this is a moment in time as well. To imagine what the Upbeats and Ivy Lab would be like in the studio, especially if like all members were there as well. But you just wouldn't expect a track like this to come out of it. It's so understated, it's so airy and breezy. It works so well in so many different mixes. I absolutely love this, the Upbeats and Ivy Lab, Pharaoh.
Yes, love it. We'll be right back. Yeah. Had to include this one as well. Turn Hand by Former, a recent release. Yeah, this just does a thing.
It really does. It really does. From last year's EP, Hollow Eye, which must have been made in the midst of all of the Ring Nord stuff as well, really.
Yeah, well, a lot of the materials from before it, but he finished it kind of in when we were also doing Ring Nord stuff. I remember going through the songs a lot, and the actual title track, Hollow Eye, is also one of my favorites. Like, I absolutely adore that song. But it doesn't fit here as well as obviously Turn Hand being such a DJ banger.
Whose bike sounded like this? Was it yours, Frank?
Yeah.
Everyone's.
Sounds exactly everyone's. Like
this. Oh, wait, no, yeah, it is.
Like, scarily.
It was Frank's, yeah. Yeah.
For a little bit of funky house now, done in the style of Matthews and Camel and Crooked. I think this was 2019, but it's Sidewinder and it's a banger.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one, I mean, we had to obviously include this. I'd still love this song. I just might not love the mix down as much. But in a way, as now that it's so far in the rearview mirror, in a way, it's also kind of cool again how it sounds. It's strange because it's so clearly not part of any current sound or production race or anything. Like it's in that sense, it's a relic. But there's something quite cool about hearing that era in there. I think actually some of that style of sound design and mixing is gonna come back into vogue. Not this song particularly, but more that era. Yeah, so this is Stigma, Noisia. When we first dropped this at parties and we first DJed this, it would fall flat on its ass because nobody got it. It was like, what the hell is this?
Really?
And then later, wow. It was like the most insane reaction. Same with Diplodocus, actually.
I think there's a lot to be said for that and a lot to be learned for that, that even if things flop on the first time, it's persistence.
Yeah, but while you can argue that if you hear a new song and you like it straight away, you usually don't really deeply like it, but if there's a song that you don't really dig initially, but then you grow into it, you end up liking it more, having more of a relationship with it.
100%. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, another Noisia on the Upbeats track, Dust Up. This one has also stood the test of time in some way, was played a lot. And we also obviously were very tempted to include Martin Mefius' remix of this because it's a really, really good update of this track and it's an absolute dance floor weapon. But we went with the original because of no remixes. And this one is just, it was really fun to make. I remember being in the studio and singing and doing the vocals, all of us doing like the ha and the shh sounds, like some sort of tribal dust up, tribal fighting ritual, I don't know. But yeah, we had a lot of fun with this one and it really lasted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one, we really also wanted to include the remix, because there's a Halogenics remix of this that is also super, super, super sick. But so we debated for a long time, like, okay, we're gonna not do remixes, but we really should do the Halogenics remix of Berry Patch, because that's like, but we went with the concept. And so this is the original Machine Drum and Holly Berry Patch. Really, really cool track. But you know, yes, while you're here, maybe you also check out Halogenics' remix.
Absolutely. History of drum and bass tunes, that is the only drum and bass tune that's ever been written about a berry patch. I might be wrong, but I don't think there are that many tracks written about berry patches or anything. Well, no, there are lots of tunes about fruit and stuff. I'm going to stop there because people will call me out and point out loads of tunes, which are really obvious. It's too early in the morning for me to think of any. We are wrapping up the show with the last tune, and we're going to do the second half of the album next week. And this is Tyson Nicky Nair from 2023, I think, Shoulder to Shoulder EP. And this is a beautiful, beautiful tune. Lovely way to finish the show as well. Nice bit of two-step. Super, super sweet. It's Breakthrough.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Break.
So I was going to make a note, Dave, about it being 40 years of Vision, but you kind of ruined that in the intro. So can you do a No Dave, please, Nick?
No Dave.